Blog Talk Radio.
Tell her we gonna start with like 8 bottles, 2 Patrons, 8 roses. You know, nah, fuck the cops, you can keep the cups. I ain't really too privy as fuck. You heard me? Hey, baby. That ass
is good. Put shots in your model. Like chicks, like God. She the life of the party. Baddest bitch in the party. She deserve her own body. I ain't tryna gas her up. But she make you one fuck. But she make you one cut. And I ain't tryna gas her up. But she make you one fuck. But she make you one cut. Let her drink from the bottle. Put shots in your model. Like chicks, like God. She the life of the party. Baddest bitch in the party. She deserve her own body. I ain't tryna gas her up. But she make you one fuck.
If it ain't mine, it's my crew story. Had the Bentley park by the penthouse crib on the second floor of my two-story. Every single night, it's a new story. I was in the news but whenever you saw me. Two bitches rolling like ecstasy. Know a few pros on deck for free. Whips and chains just like a slave. So a fuck a white bitch told her set me free. Know this red bone that's thick as fuck. I hit her down, she hit me what up. She make a mess, then she lick me up. Check out time, I told her bitch get up.
Bitch, get
got a dark skinned bitch with a pink vagina. She love scissor, but she ain't your mama. She from the bottom, we from the bottom. But we make it to the top, motherfucker, we ain't got
drink from the bottom. Cause shawty, she a model. Like chicks, like guys, she the life of the party. Baddest bitch in the party. She deserve her own body. I ain't tryna get her up. But she make me wanna fuck. But she make me wanna cut. And I ain't tryna get her up. But she make me wanna fuck. But she make me wanna cut. Let her drink from the bottle. Cause shawty, she a model. Like chicks, like guys, she the life of the party. Baddest bitch in the party. She deserve her own body. I ain't tryna get her up. But she make me wanna fuck. But she make me wanna cut. And I ain't tryna get her up. But she make me wanna fuck.
And she with us, and I with her, we can go with the lights on. iPhones off, all eye clothes off. Nigga, we never speak again, no lolo. Cold world, girl, you gon' have to stay strong. Young Bronx, nigga, all I know is go hard. Black hoodie on, yeah, I'm on my Trayvon. This time I got some for you, Zimmerman. 40 oldie with the 30 in the rubber grip. Yeah, still screaming for the government. Still standing on the couches. With all the plugs, popping all the blood. Guess I'm looking like an outlet. 25 and some noise on the outfit. Shoe game probably better than your main bitch. Still with the same niggas that I came with. Cause we swear the money and never change. Change. I swear.
I let it drink from the bottle. Cause shawty, she a model. Like chicks, like guys. She the life of the party. Baddest bitch in the party. She deserve her own body. I ain't tryna guess her up. But she make me wanna fuck. But she make me wanna cut. And I ain't tryna guess her up. But she make me wanna fuck. But she make me wanna cut. Let it drink from the bottle. Cause shawty, she a model. Like chicks, like guys. She the life of the party. Baddest bitch in the party. She deserve her own body. And I ain't tryna guess her up. But she make more fuck. But she make more cut. And I ain't tryna gas her up. But she make more fuck. But she make more cut.
Yo, 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 guys. Welcome to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show where all goes down, man. We're going to have a great evening tonight, man. I got my guys on the phone. I got Kevin Anthony on the phone. Also have the artist, Jay Harvey, man. Jay Harvey's a great guy, man. This guy is a graphic designer. He just did us an outstanding logo for the A&R Repertoire magazine, man. It's hella nice, man. It's real nice. I just want to thank him for that. But we're going to get into an interview with both of these gentlemen in just a second. I want you guys to hold on so I can introduce my host. Where you at, Harold the Hippie?
Hey, man, what's going on, DJ Black Caesar?
Hey, man, it's kind of grimy out here, man. It's been raining all day, man. Just, wow, just pretty rough, man. Like, all
whacked
out.
Oh, wow, man.
Hey, you know, I can't complain, man. I can't complain because, you know, I'm above ground, and that's a good thing.
Hey, man, absolutely, man. Hey, I love the new logo, man. That thing's, like, right on time, man. That's cool, man.
I know it is. I know, man, I know. You know what, man? Hold on. I got Willie the Rednecks calling me right now. Let me click him in right quick on the phone.
Okay, man.
Willie, where you at, brother? How you doing?
I'm right here, Caesar.
What's up, Willie? What's going on, brother?
I'm not your damn brother, Caesar. I just want to get that straight with you right now.
All right, Willie. What's up, Willie? What you got going on this week, man?
Oh, Caesar, I'm having these personality disorders, Caesar. A lot of things going on around here, and I can't explain it.
Okay. Man, you always got a personality disorder, though, brother. That's been from day one.
Well, Caesar, I guess, you know, I think I come from a family full of crazy people.
Wow, I know you do. Because you're stone nuts. Hey, Willie, I have two artists on the show. We got Kevin Anthony on the phone. Also, I got my man Jay Harvey on the phone. Why don't you say hello to those guys?
Hey, what the hell you say your name is? Jay Harvey and where's his name?
Kevin LeBron, man.
No, it's not Kevin LeBron, dude.
Oh, wow, man. I thought it was something LeBron or something, man.
No, it's not LeBron, man. His name is not LeBron. His name is Kevin Anthony. Kevin Anthony, say hello to them.
Oh, man, you got his mic
Kevin
muted?
Hold on, let me look and see. Yeah. Damn, dude, everybody's mic is muted. Wow. Okay, Kevin, is your mic on now?
Yeah, it's all right now. What's up, everybody? It's Kevin Anthony. I'm on the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. What's up?
Hey, wow, man. What's happening there, Kevin Anthony?
Everything's cool. I heard you say Kevin LeBron. It ain't LeBron, though.
Oh, I thought we had LeBron James or something on the show, man. I was, like, really looking forward to this.
Nah, I'm in the game balling like LeBron, but nah, I ain't LeBron.
Wow, man. Well, you know, hey, I'll deal with you then, I guess.
Yeah, you don't have to.
That's cool, man. Where you live?
Right now I'm living out of Michigan.
Oh, wow, man. That's far away from where I live in my grandmother's basement.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what's up. You have to invite me out sometime.
Put your ass out.
Hey, Miss Ma'am, how you doing, Miss Ma'am? What's up, Miss Ma'am?
I'm doing fine, Caesar. I'm just sitting here listening to Harry. His grandma should need to put his ass out. I don't see why the hell she got him up in there smoking all that shit. I mean, that old.
Oh, wow. Miss Ma'am, you know we don't use words like that this show.
I'm sorry about that.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Ma'am, what are you, babysitting?
I'm not babysitting tonight, sugar. Your little badass ain't here tonight, so I ain't
got to
babysit.
Well, I hear your kids in the background.
Why don't you mind your own damn business? That's what you need to.
Yeah, it's true, Miss Ma'am. He needs to mind his own business, right? Hey, guys, check it out. We're going to go to a quick song right quick. You guys check it out right here. These are my man's Pinky Mac and what's his name? Mr. Root. So check him out, guys.
Get your 5-win game up.
Underestimate the mind of a champion. I'm popping off, and I don't miss. I'm Lynch Mob, gorilla in the mist. In it around, at your own risk. We bring them yob yob, stop when we get pissed. I'm in the paint, they call me Westbrook. Two-piece bank, yep, right and left hook. Perfect with the combo, beat you like a bongo. Waistband, tough with the rondo.
The best rap producer, the best to ever do it. The most underrated, it makes you clap your hands to it. You know the name, not the face. Beat any court case, frame me for the drugs. Cause of the White Ghost California plate. Ghetto champion, eating policy. California living shade under the palm trees. Stand it strong from the eye and we back. This epidemic's about to be crazier than crap. Never.
Champ, 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 I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
Never underestimate the mind of a champion.
Champ, 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 I'm a champion.
Never underestimate the mind of a champion.
Getting it by the bobo, in bed with popo. Do business with cholos, profits for promo. City of the champs, blowing out jams. All from the high, can still make it dance. People put your hands up, this beat's hot, fans up. This ain't comedy, think I'm joking, stand up. I'm doing about 80, flying down Imperio. Wrestling with your mind, superstar Rey Mysterio. What that be like? Prince Hakeem type with signs to keep it tight, nigga. And y'all haters really wanna pull triggers, nigga. Yeah, me and Squeak Rude, we winning, nigga.
Champ, 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 I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
Champ, 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 I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
Champ, 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 I'm a champion.
Never underestimate the mind of a champion.
Champ, 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 I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
Champ, 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 I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
Champ, 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 I'm a champion.
Never underestimate the mind of a champion.
I'm a champion.
Never underestimate the mind of a champion.
I'm a champion.
Never underestimate the mind of a champion.
Nice, nice, nice by Freaky Roo. Hey, man, that's pretty good. I like that. That guy right there, off of the out of there with the West Side Connection also. Dude's making a lot of noise. Maybe I'll get him on the phone later on so you guys
yep. can check him. Yeah, that's a goddamn noise. Oh, goddamn it. Sound like a goddamn racket you make it right there.
Hey, man, West Side.
I want to give a shout out right there in Georgia. I got this. This woman down there in Georgia, she keep harassing me and everything. She wants some of my moonshine. I'm about to send her some down there.
Wow, brother. Okay, that's cool.
Let me tell you her name, God. Don't interrupt the white man when I'm talking. Her name is Kate Smith down there, damn Marietta.
Wow. This guy just said, okay.
Hey, listen. Hey, Cesar, I'm not finished, goddammit. Why the hell you keep interrupting me?
Dude, you just got shot down, so chill out, little brother, chill out. Okay, let's get on with our interviews now.
Wow, man.
Where's Kevin Anthony at? Kevin Anthony, come on, front center, okay?
I'm right here, I'm front center.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah, just come on front center, sugar, we got to hear everything you got to say.
All right. What's up?
All right. Kevin, where are you from, and when did you get started?
I'm from Michigan. I'm from the city of Adrian. Right now, I'm residing in Owosso. I got started around the age of 16, and I just started like writing my own songs and kind of crafting my own ideas and hitting the local studio up. And so, like over the years, I kind of just developed myself into what I am now.
Cool. So where are you at right now? What do you consider yourself right now?
Right now I'm in Owosso because I go to college too, you know what I'm saying? I always got to have a plan B, but right now I'm in college. I'm in the city of Owosso. I always travel back to Adrian, and everybody in Agent shows me love, so, yeah.
Cool. Death?
Hold on, Sugar. I'm getting kind of confused now. What is your name now? Your name, Kevin Anthony or Adrian? What the hell your name is?
Kevin Anthony.
Okay,
my
name
is Kevin Anthony.
I know I'm getting old. I'm getting real old like this.
Nah, if you old, you might be too old for the show then. If you old, then you might be a little too old for the show. You might need some new people on the show then.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm younger than mine.
Hey, Miss Ma'am, hold on 1 second, Miss Ma'am. I have a caller at 517, 515. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 517-759. Caller, would you like to come front and center and ask a question or make a comment?
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name, caller?
Diamond.
Hey, whoever has a TV on, please mute out your phone because we don't want to hear that.
We
don't have time for that. But, Miss Ma'am, thank you. I appreciate it. But let's try to be cool, Miss Ma'am. Hey, now, what is your name, young lady?
Diamond.
So what's up, Diamond? Who do you want to talk to?
Kevin Anthony.
Kevin, what's up, baby? Are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey.
Diamond, what's going on? Everything cool?
Nothing. Yeah.
Everything cool. Nice. I appreciate you calling in and everything. Where you from?
Mm-hmm. Adrian.
Oh, you from my hometown. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
I'm really happy that you're listening in, and I appreciate all the love and support and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you get my, you got my phone app?
No.
Girl, you slacking. You already know. You got to get my phone app.
Okay.
Where can she get that phone at?
She can get it on my Reverb Nation. I got a Reverb Nation page that says I'm number one right now in the area. So it's reverbnation.com/IamKevinAnthony. And if you're spelling it wrong, then you can Google it, and it's going to take you right to it.
All right.
You get that for your Android.
Cool.
I'm about to get it for the iPhone, too. So.
Diamond, thanks for calling in, Diamond. We appreciate the phone call.
Hold on, sugar. Let me ask Diamond a question before she hang up. Diamond, you ain't no stripper. You wasn't in Players Club, were you?
I'm not no stripper.
Okay, I'm just wondering why you had big time.
I'm only like 15.
Wow, man, that's a hell of a question you asked somebody.
Oh.
Wow.
I'll tell you what. I'm
pull the gun out and shoot it down.
Be you a doctor, a lawyer. Don't be nothing like that. No stripper. They some crazy people. You don't want to be like them.
I'm not.
That's good. I'm proud of you.
Thank
Diamond,
you.
Diamond, thanks for calling into the show, Diamond. You can check out the show, the rest of the show on your phone, or you can listen to it online. So we're going to put you back on mute, ma'am, all right? Is that our? Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay. I got Diamond back on mute. Hold on for a second. Let me take one more caller. Let me see. 517-515. Your mic is open. You can make a comment or ask a question.
I just wanted to give Kevin a shout out.
What's good? Who am I talking to?
Oh, my bad. You're talking to Tasha from
Tasha. What's going on? Where you from?
I'm from Lansing, Michigan.
Oh, yeah. I spoke to you earlier. You are AJ Pichot's cousin, right?
Yeah, that's my little cuz.
That's what's up. I'm about to be in Lansing. Saturday, you about to be there? I think Bizarre from B12 going to be there?
Oh, yep, nice. I'll be there.
Yeah. Shout out to Bizarre. Shout out to my man AJ Pichot. He my big homie, always putting it down. And shout out to Tyson for calling in. I appreciate you calling in for real. You know, I'm going to show you love on your page.
All right, no problem. I'm all about supporting, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I seen you doing your, what is it, the Body by V or something like that?
Body by V, yep.
Man, I was thinking about getting into that for real. That was what's up.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but, man, I appreciate you calling in. Keep tuning in to the DJ Black Season Friends show. You know, they play the best music on here, so. Yeah, I'm going to show you love on your page. Don't worry about that. I got you.
All right, man. You be easy.
All right, Tasha Tatum. Thanks for calling in.
All right, no problem.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, caller. We appreciate that. What is that? That's, what was that number? I don't even know what number it was to be around. Okay. I guess you mute yourself out. Okay. We're going to go on and talk to you a little bit, man, before we take another caller. So, Kevin, tell me how long you've been in the rap game, brother.
I'm in the pop game,
I'm in the pop R&B, top 40.
I've been in the pop game for about, under myself, Kevin Anthony, I've been in the pop game for about a year now. I completed a year in August is when I first released my song, Summer Girls, and it's just been like a good ride ever since. Everybody's just been riding for me from the town, you know what I mean? Like, I got people from overseas hit me up, and I got people from Brazil hit me up telling me they're ready for me to come out there, and I'm just really happy, you know what I'm saying? I just signed a management deal with my team, ICE, Infinite Cash for Enterprises, and my manager's been doing good things with me, and right now we're in the process of recording my single debut as a professional. So a lot of things is coming forward, you know what I mean? So everybody's showing me love.
Right. Hey, man, you got some hot songs out, man. I was checking out your stuff when I was loading it up in my playlist today, man. And checked it out to listen to it before I got it on the radio. You got some hot music, man. I just want to tell you that. And we're going to get into a couple of your songs a little later on. But first, I'm going to let Harold talk to you. Harold, you want to come front and center and talk to my man for a second?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up, Harold?
Oh, man, I'm just taking it easy, man. I'm just sitting here relaxing, man. My management, DC Productions, is very fond of you, man. They talk really highly about your music, man, and I actually was able to sample one of your tracks, man. I just want to let you know, man, I'm totally a fan of your music, man.
Oh, really? Wow, well, I really appreciate that, for real, you know? Like, I just work hard to kind of express myself through music and kind of give off good music that I'm able to give at the moment, you know what I mean? Like, back a couple months ago and a year ago, my resources were limited, and now with my new management and things moving forward, like, now I have better resources at hand, so now I can put out better quality music, you know, and just more, something more for the people that are fans of me. So I appreciate you definitely for showing me love.
Absolutely, man. Now, what song, if you were to, like, really, you know, push a song, man, that you're doing and that you've done, like, what do you think is, like, the number one hit in, as far as, like, the industry and, you know, people will really like? Because I noticed that your music, man, it's like, I think that it could do, like, really well in, like, Disney and so forth, man, and a lot of, you know, a lot of good things, man, with the pop generation.
Yeah, to be honest, the first one I ever did, Summer Girls, did really, really well, and I've been looking for a way to top myself, and I think, like, I have topped myself. It's just, like, the other songs that I've made are just different genres, you know what I mean? Like, I got R&B, and then I got pop, and then I got just different sounds and whatnot, and then I dropped a new mixtape, and we got, you know, something more deeper in style of sounds and whatnot, but I think my favorite, which a lot of my songs really tap into who I am at the moment, I think right now the one I'm really pushing is Over It, and it really, like, I'm really happy with the track because I was in, in a situation where I was kind of, like, fed up with how things were working out between me and a person and
yeah,
I,
man,
I really
like
wanted
the
to
song
write this
Over
track
It, man.
For everybody that's ever had to deal with some BS, I guess you could say, you know what I mean, something that they shouldn't have to deal with. And so I like it, Over It. Like, you know what I mean? I'm over a situation, so.
Absolutely, man. Is that one of the songs you're going to play tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, I gave, you know, Caesar's got it. I'm sure he'll play it. Another one of the songs was Telephone. A lot of people received it. I heard a couple, you know, people hit me up, and they said that Telephone got played on, like, the top 40 in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and some people heard it at Walmart. Some people heard it in a different state. So a lot of my songs are just tapping into different outlets, and I'm really happy about that. So.
Oh, wow, man. Yeah, Over has got to be, like, one of my favorite songs, man. You know, I'm just like, yeah, man, that's it, man. It, you know, like, I'm over it, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like, totally cool, man. Can you kick something a little a cappella for us?
I mean, if you want me to, I don't really rehearse or anything on my songs, but...
Well, I'm saying do a little song, just do like a line or a bar or something from Over It, man, just so the listeners can get a feel for what we got coming, man.
Okay. I don't want to listen to your excuses or lies or hear the truth, because I'm over it. My bad. I really don't even know all my lyrics. I just listen to stuff and...
Well, it's all right, man. We're going to play it in a little while, man. You know, you're just getting warmed up, man, getting the feel for being on a big radio station that you're on, man. This is like,
This
is the landlord of the South, man. This is like a step up, man, you know?
No, definitely. And I'm really excited that everybody, you know, that y'all showing me love. And I'm on the radio show right now with y'all. And just, it's really exciting, for real.
Yeah, man. Hey, who influenced you as a kid?
What'd you say?
What were your influences, man, like in the pop generation?
Man, you know what? I didn't really get into pop like that until I was about 16 or 17. Because beforehand, I was trying to do, like, a lot of Spanish music. I'm from Puerto Rico, so everybody, like, that I, you know, was talking to back in the day was really hot in Puerto Rico, like, into, like, the reggaeton genre, like Daddy Yankee and Don Omar and stuff. So I didn't really get into the pop game until around 16, 17. So around... 16 to 17 is when JB came out, you know, Justin Bieber came out, and I just got into, like, a lot of electronic dance music with David Guetta and Martin Van Buren and all these other styles of electronic dance songs, and that's when Rihanna came out and Neo and Chris Brown. So, honestly, like, who I'm, a, like, and I listen to all types of music. I listen to country, like, I listen to rap, and a lot of times my favorite rappers aren't everybody's favorite rappers. Like, I like Jim Jones. But that has to be one of my favorites. You know what I mean? Drake is one of my favorites. And then I listen to Bieber, Selena Gomez, whoever's on the top 40, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Tank, Bobby V. Bobby Valentino has to be one of my best favorite artists, like, of all time.
Oh, wow, man. One of my friends, man, just had him down in Atlanta at the club.
Yeah, you know
what?
That's
incredible, man.
I actually went to a show of his in Kalamazoo, and I saw it, and I was really happy because I feel like a lot of people are sleeping on Bobby, and I've always been a big Bobby fan. So, but I'm a fan of Akon, T-Pain, everybody to me, you know, Tyrell Cruz, Mindless Behavior. I'm a really big fan of, like, everybody as a whole. You know what I mean? Kobe O'Donis. Actually, I just tweeted Kobe O'Donis. He was formerly trying to Akon's label. I just tweeted him on Twitter, and he hit me back. So I was kind of happy about that. That you know what I mean? Like, he showed me some love.
Wow, man, that's what's up, man.
Yeah.
So what do we have to look forward to from you, man, coming up?
Well, right now my management, you know, Talisha King, Christina Campbell, under Infinite Cashmere Enterprises, they are. Right now we're working with a producer to get the beat made to my first single as a professional, and we're just setting out the dates and times to hit the studio up and record it. And as soon as I record it, I'm pretty sure Caesar's gonna play it. And we're just going to promote it out, you know what I mean, and just get it to the masses and whatnot. So that's what we're going on right now. As far as me, I'm doing a lot of different things personally. I'm also a boxer, so I got to fight October 26th. And I'm in school right now, so I'm doing a lot of schoolwork and just really promoting myself a lot through my management and getting, you know, just, you know, a lot of different events coordinated. I met the other day at Mount Pleasant a week ago, Trina Miller from the show Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition. That's a show that 3.75 million people watch. So it was really nice to meet her. And we're just getting plugged. My management was going to plug me in with Jocelyn from the show Love and Hip Hop. You know, Stevie J's girl. And so we just got a lot of things coming up. Just a lot of plugging me into different functions and just, you know, trying to release a single.
Cool. Hey, brother, I was just on the phone with Jim Jones last night, man, in a conference call. So that was funny you brought his name up, and we just played his song. So That's why I was
I'm a real big Jim fan, man. A lot of people, you know, like, they don't listen and they don't relate, but I listen and I relate. And he was supposed to be out here. My boy, AJ for sure, was supposed to bring him out here to a place called Club Secrets in Lansing. And he didn't show up, but he was supposed to come through with Joelle's. And I'm just a real big fan of his grind and his hustle and the music he makes. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of everybody, though.
Right,
Walker,
right.
You know what I mean? Waka Flocka Flame, like, that was, I was there when he first came out. You know,
hey,
what
you know what? That's funny you said that. You must have seen the post I was putting up last night.
I did see it, and when I saw it, I was really excited. Because I'm a big fan of, like, everybody, like French Montana, Waka Flocka, Stewie Rat, Jim Jones, the whole Bird Gang, the whole Skull Gang on Joelle's side. You know, like, I'm a big fan of a lot of people. You know, I'm not a hater whatsoever. I appreciate everybody making good music and whatnot.
Right, right, right. Okay, okay. Well, hey, we just had somebody tuning in right now. We just had a guy just open up his mic. What's up, jerk? How you doing, junkie?
Hello.
Hey
what's man, up? What's going on, Gerald?
Hey, man. Hello?
Yeah, hey, Gerald, you're on the radio, man. I got you on the radio.
Hey, man.
The world is listening to you right now, man. And we got a
hey,
lot
man.
Of... We have the phone lines are lit up, just letting you guys know. The phone lines are lit up.
Hey, man, I wanted to get two large pizzas, man. How long are y'all going to take to deliver them?
Hey, you dialed the wrong number, jerk. You dialed me. This is DJ Black Season Friends show, man. You're actually live right now on the radio.
Hey, Seeds, man, what's up, man? You work at Domino's, bro?
No, I don't work at... Dude, you're on the DJ Black Season Friends show. You dialed the wrong number, Gerald. You dialed the wrong number.
Oh, hey, man. No, that's cool, bro. I'm chilling, man. I'm just chilling, man. I'm glad to be here with y'all, man.
Yeah. I know, man. We're glad to have you, too, man. I'm glad you showed up tonight.
Heck yeah, man. It's the best show in the world, man. I'm always here.
Hey, Gerald. Hey, Gerald, do you have a question for Kevin? Kevin's an artist on the show. And we're about to play his music in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, man. Hey, Kevin, man. Who's your influences, bro? Like, old school, you know what I mean? Not the newer artists, but, like, some of the old dudes, man.
I think old dudes, man, I know this is going to sound, like, a little different, but I used to listen to a lot of, like, Mandy Moore and the Backstreet Boys and, like,
whoa.
Jagged Edge. I'm a big fan of Jagged Edge. LFO, S Club 7, BB Mac. It's a lot of the top 40 guys, you know what I mean, that were out there at the time. So I'm sure I'm missing out on a lot of names. I just can't think of them all right now. But, yeah, I was a really big fan of 90s pop music, man.
You won't believe this, man. I used to date Mandy Moore.
You lying. No, I know you're lying for that.
Dude, man, I used to be, man, telling you, man, about 15 years ago, man.
Yeah, man, hey, man, that's my brother, Jared, man. I can vouch for that, man. Yeah, he dated Mandy, man. She used to come over to my grandma's.
Hey, Harold,
you're
man, do you have the Domino's? Harold, man, I didn't know you worked at Domino's, man. Send me some pizzas, man.
Yeah, man, I'm making brownies, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey. Yeah, I need some of those brownies right about now, Harold.
Hey, you said some brownies. I sent you some chicken fried rice.
Do what?
Gee, man.
You sent me a brownie. I sent you chicken fried rice. Send me the brownie.
Wow.
Who was that
just talking? Sounds like he's.
And,
who was that?
White Thong, man.
What's your name, brother?
White Thong.
Okay. Hey, White Dunn.
White Thong.
Hey,
man, I don't even know who that is, man. I'm getting confused, man.
What's going on, man?
Yeah.
Is this guy with the Domino's?
Hey, this is not Domino's.
Man. Wait, by happy here, man. Chinese restaurant, man.
Yeah.
Your order, I take your order. You order some noodles and some soup, and I give you order.
Hey, sir, you got us messed up, man, because I didn't order nothing. you got a wrong number too, bro. So
no, dude. You pay for your order.
I don't pay for order because I already ate dinner, so I'm not paying for that order. That's what I'm trying to
tell you. No. You pay for order, color order. You call it.
Okay, guys, let's get into Kevin Anthony's song called The Telephone. Hey, Kevin Anthony, tell us what that song's about, brother.
Which one are you playing over it?
I said telephone. Telephone.
Oh, telephone, my bad. Telephone, basically, like, it's a song. I wrote the song with, like, intentions on in the future. I know if I have a girlfriend and I'm away from her that it's going to be hard. I know the distance is going to kill everything, but at the end of the day, I still like you. You still like me. We still care about each other. Call me up, and maybe through the phone, you know, we can rekindle things and make things work out, you know. If love is love, then it'll work out even if it's through a telephone.
Hey, man, I like you, man.
Hey, Kevin, give me a whirl for me on that song right there. We're going to get into it a little bit.
All right, yo, this is Kevin Anthony. I'm on the DJ Black Season of Friends show. You're tuning in right now. World premiere of Telephone. 100,000 listening. Go ahead, play that, DJ Black Caesar.
Good.
Just all right down the middle. Hit me up on my telephone. Just all right down the middle. Hit me up on my telephone.
I can't explain to you so bad, and right now you're probably in trouble, being grounded by your dad. I'm thinking of you 365, and all the times we got live. I'm thinking of the first time I met you, and how you were so damn shy.
With you,
I could
reach the stars. For you,
I would write a million bars.
Without you,
I'm a fool.
Where I wanna be, and even if I'm far away and you're not next to me, I miss you, I hope you think of me.
Count down the days till I see you. I know that you're home alone. So just I'll ride down the middle
and hit me up on my telephone.
I wish we could go back then, so we could be together again. But right now the distance is killing us, and not enough love is filling us. But we can make it through if we believe in us. We'll face the world together with no fear in us.
With you,
I can reach the stars.
For you,
I would write a million bars.
Without you,
I'm a phone on charge.
But for you, I'd walk to where you are.
Even if I'm overseas or underneath, in your heart is where I wanna be. And even if I'm far away and you're not next to me, I miss you, I hope you think of me.
Count down the days till I see you. I know that you're home alone.
So just I'll ride down the middle and hit me up on my telephone.
Telephone, telephone, hit me up on my telephone. Telephone, telephone, hit me up on my telephone.
Wow, that was pretty nice, man. I was digging that, man. That's a hit right there, bro.
I'm dancing, man.
I like that.
I was over here dancing, man.
I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a hit right there, man. Wow, that was pretty on it.
I like that right there. I like the guitars and everything. It's all really good.
Hey, let's take a caller let's open up 540656. Your mic is open. You can ask a question or make a comment.
Hi.
Hey, what's
Hi.
Up?
Thank you, Kevin.
No problem. What's going on?
I just want to say that Kevin, loves his fans, and, most, famous people don't care about their fans, but he does.
Wow.
Yeah, you're right about
That's
that. I
nice.
Love all my fans, and to be honest, if it wasn't first for God and for my fans, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now, so I appreciate everybody, especially Aaron. If that's who's calling in right now, I really appreciate it, for real.
Thank you.
What song?
We
you like that song?
Call.
They just played?
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in. I'm going to tell you something about him, Steve. He had a good upbringing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should know about that.
A good, clean young man is what I call
him. A clean upbringing. It's more than what I can say for you, Caesar. I think your parents raised you well, but you just went another direction.
Okay, Miss Ma'am, I hear you, baby. Hey, check it out. Love Kevin, man. You are an outstanding artist, man.
I
gotta get at you, man. You got a lot going on. Your voice is so soothing, man. It's like you sound like one of the Backstreet Boys. If I can compare you to somebody, that's what I'll compare you.
Nah, I take that as an honor. Yeah, I really do. The Backstreet Boys were the biggest boy band ever.
You got
the
heat
in it.
Oh, hold on, Miss Ma'am. Hey, Miss Ma'am, hold on one second. Let them finish talking. Okay. What'd you say, Kevin?
The Backstreet Boys, they're probably the epitome of the 90s, and they're the biggest selling, one of the biggest selling bands of all time. They got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So anybody that says, I'm like the Backstreet Boys, I appreciate it. I appreciate anything, any comment people say like that, anything that's positive. So I really do appreciate what you're saying.
Do what now? Who's that?
What?
Okay. Okay. Well, somebody trying to talk? Because I don't know what you're saying, but it sounds like somebody's trying to talk right now.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Kevin, I wasn't talking to you. I got the mics open where they can talk now. Let me put this mic on mute. Okay. Let me open up another mic. 313 area code. 313-312.
That would be me.
Hello.
Yo.
Your phone is breaking up. It must be a prepaid phone,
man. I'll put it out. I'm Google, baby. I do it big.
Who is
that phone back to 7-Eleven, man?
Cut it out. You guys are funny. This is Rita.
Hey, Rita. What's up, Senorita?
What's up? Sending love to my boy Kevin.
What's up?
I'm so proud of you. Yes, of course I did.
Oh, man. What's up?
What's up? I got to call Talisha and tell her.
Man, you got to call Talisha and tell her what's up, man. You already know where it is.
I got to
really
call her.
Calling
what's
in.
Up?
For real.
No problem.
You
love you, babe.
Love
hey,
you too.
How about me?
Right
I love you, too.
Okay, sweetie, I love you. Me and my prepaid cell phone. You know what? I'm a bust
no,
you up.
No, that was my brother, Gerald. I'm Harold. I'm Harold the hippie.
Amen. Amen.
That's Gerald.
Good luck to everybody.
Hey, check me out on Facebook.
What is your Facebook name?
Harold the Hippie.
Jim the... Oh, is that why you sound like that?
No, I'm Harold the Hippie.
Harold the Hippie.
Yeah,
that's my brother.
I'm looking for you now.
That's my brother, man.
I think he just
so proud of
you,
Kevin. Love you.
Love you too. Thanks for calling
be
in.
Be good, baby.
Yeah,
no
you too.
Problem.
You.
Bye, guys.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
Hey, baby.
Man,
Hey,
man, Kevin, you got all the women, man.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we're going to take one more phone call. Hold on, guys. We're going to get one more phone call opened up, and then we're going to get on to another song that Kevin has on us. 903-903-832. Your mic is open. You can ask a question or make a comment.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
How y'all doing?
Oh, wow, I like this show.
You're doing good.
How are you doing, Harold?
How you doing?
I like that voice.
How
you
doing? Yeah,
I like
that
voice, too.
How
you
doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Wow.
Thanks
for
Spina Love. What's up, y'all?
Damn, man, Spina Love.
This is Spina. What y'all doing? Hey, hey, Kevin. Is Kevin still on the line?
Yeah, yeah, I'm right here.
Hi, Kevin. Hey. How y'all doing? How's everybody?
Wow, I just had to run to the bathroom, but wow, that really freaked me out.
Don't be doing that, Harold. Don't do that.
No, I had to get a cold washcloth. You started, like, freaking me out. I started, like, breaking out in a bad sweat.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, man,
are you
excited, though?
Caesar, where are you?
I'm trying to talk to everybody else is talking over me. Everybody is talking over me.
Oh, I didn't mean to call in and cause all of this confusion, you guys. Stop it.
No.
But I did have a question for Kevin. I do have a question for Kevin.
Can I please
get your Reverb page, honey?
Yeah. ReverbNation.com/IamKevinAnthony.
I am Kevin Anthony. Okay, I'm going to check you out, honey. I love your voice. I like what you're doing. And the fact that you show your fans a lot of love and support and appreciation, that means a lot. A lot of artists don't do that. So I commend you. And my hat goes off to you, honey. And so I just had to call in and speak to you guys. Y'all miss me?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Like that
you
will.
We are.
Hey, guys.
No, I just wanted to thank you so much, like, from the bottom of my heart. Like, genuinely, that really means a lot that you called in and asked for my Reverb Nation. I'm actually very excited to hear from you, so make sure that somehow, some way, you listen to the show and get my other media outlets so you can speak to me directly.
Oh, sure, and you can get my information as well from either Harold or DJ Black Caesar. They would gladly give you my information as well. I do have a Reverb, so I will be hitting you up.
Yeah.
Hey, Cena.
Yes, Harold.
I'm going to tell you, maybe DJ Black Caesar will share, but I'm not sharing you with nobody.
Uh-oh. Oh, well, thank you.
Hey, man.
Wow. Hey, guys, look, check it out, everyone. If you want Cena Love's information, I'll give you your information with no problem. If Cena Love says it's all right, it's all right with her.
Oh, it's cool.
With me. So,
yes, I'm cool.
Okay.
I'm down for collabs or anything. Just give it out. And,
hey, would you be down to do a collab with Kevin Anthony?
Of course I would. Sure.
There you go,
Kevin. I'm down for whatever. Anybody that makes good music,
Kevin.
Definitely get on.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin, check it out. The young lady that's talking right now, she has a lot of stuff going on her plate. And she will be good to get a collab with right now because she's going to start charging big money later on. So it's a good time to jump on some of her.
Yeah, no, definitely. Anybody that makes good music, I'm definitely ready to do something with them. So.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I make beats, and I think I can accommodate you. So how about if I just make a beat and send it to you, and if you're feeling it, we just jump on the track together?
That's perfect.
Right. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah,
DJ
just like that. Just like that. I love networking.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. You
I love networking.
Hey, check it out.
Yeah, but we can do it.
Oh, yeah, that's
hey,
great.
Hey, Kevin,
great.
Check it out, man.
Yeah.
This is the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, making connections all around the world with people like Cena Love, people like Boss Lady, people like Jagged Edge, people like Snoop Dogg. We make connections here, man.
Gerald,
man,
and Gerald. Don't forget Gerald, man.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry, Gerald.
Hey, man.
Is that JJ?
Yeah,
JJ.
Hi, JJ.
How you doing, Dave? You sound nice tonight.
I'm fine, honey.
Don,
how are you? Don.
Yeah, man. JJ, I can finish. You don't want me to start.
I don't think you want me to finish.
Hey, man, I can just freestyle.
No. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm going to get off the phone. It was a pleasure talking to you guys. I love you guys. Good night, Susan,
hey,
friend
hey,
show.
Too,
I'm going to be listening, and Anthony,
too.
I will be in touch, baby. Okay, bye, you guys.
All right.
Be blessed.
Night.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Night.
Wow.
Hey, baby girl.
The show and turned it out with her voice. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. But you know what? I know guys go crazy over good voices because they go crazy over a man. But the thing is, Cena Love is the real deal. She's doing big things. But guess what, guys? She's married. So, guys, she ain't going. She ain't available. So stop getting so horny on the show. All right, let's play. We got this song, Over It by Anthony. Kevin Anthony, Over It. What's that song about, Kevin?
Over It is just about a song. I think I touched a little bit on it earlier. It's basically a song. I was in a situation where I don't think I was getting what I wanted from somebody. You know what I mean? And I was getting put off a lot, and I was getting put off for some really dumb excuses and things that I shouldn't have been put off for. But all in all, I made the song basically saying, whatever. If you're gonna put me off, it really doesn't matter. I'm over it. You don't really matter anymore. I'm just gonna move on with my life. So this is Over It. I'm
wow.
DJ Black Shoes on a friend show, Kevin Anthony. So that's what it's about. Real life situations.
You're quick to hurt. You don't have any actions to prove your side. Second guessing me, and it's just a televised. I know
you're making time for him, but not me.
Oh, I know
you're not the same girl you used to be.
I'm fed up.
Listen to your crazy stories.
Girl, please keep it 100 when you see me.
'Cause
I don't wanna listen to excuses, your lies. Don't hear that you're too busy, girl. I'm over it.
When I write my songs, I try to take the context of the music, I try to take myself out of the context and put people in it. So I reword my thing so that people can relate to it, you know what I mean? Like the whole Over It song, like that's all me, like I felt all that. But I wrote it in a sense so when people hear it, they're like, this is they can relate to, like, this is me, you know what I mean? So they take on a self-perception or a persona of the song. And so, like,
wow.
I've been trying to write them like that so that when people hear it, they're like, they feel it themselves, and not, it's not just me.
Hey, brother, I got to tell you something, man. You're like my favorite singer right now. I'm just letting you know that. You,
not enough.
Hey, you're like my favorite singer right now, man. You are somebody I would love. You're a guy I would love to work with in the game, man. You got so much energy in your music, man. It's just crazy, man. You sound like the new. You sound like you got some new stuff going on. You don't sound like nobody else. I take the Backstreet Boys back. You sound better than the Backstreet Boys, man. You got something going on that I don't want to miss out on. So I want to be part of
it. You sound better, though, fellas. As a matter of fact, you're almost out there as the Backwoods Boys.
Hey, check it out, my brother. You're doing an excellent job. I know Willie's trying to be funny, but you're doing an excellent job, man. I really dig your style, your swag. Don't change it for no one, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Don't change it.
Yeah, don't change it, man. Don't change
you.
Up. Boy,
thank
you got some great stuff.
No matter what anybody say. No matter what anybody says, at the end of the day, it's just me, my fans, my God, and just everybody like you see that, you know, showing me love, my management, everybody showing me love on the staff, and just everybody that's actually calling in. Like, I'm getting hit up, like, so much right now on the Twitter and on the Facebook. Anybody that's, like, calling in and they're not able to talk to me, I'm going to give a shout-out to everybody. So, I mean, I love you all, everybody that, you know, doesn't get to talk to me. As of right now, I love my fans so much. This is what I'm doing. I'm actually buying an extra phone so that when my fans feel like they want to talk to me, they can talk to me. That's how much I love my fans.
Wow.
So they can talk to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know any other artist that's buying a phone directly so a fan can talk to them.
Hey, Kevin, you know what? I'm going to put you on with some of your art fans right now, man. You got the phone lines lit up. Just letting you know that, my brother. You got the
Thank
phone.
You.
There's about 50 people in the audience trying to get a question to you, I think, but I can't take them all, but I will. Hey, you got about 2 minutes left. I will take about 2 minutes worth of questions. I'm going to open your mic up, 517-366. Your mic is open. You can ask Kevin a question or make a comment.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
What's going on? Who am I talking to?
Miranda.
Hey, what's up? Shout out to Miranda.
Nothing.
Who else you with?
Yeah, I got my kid car.
Yeah. Who else you with?
Elizabeth.
Oh, that's what's up. Y'all tuned into my music? Y'all like the show?
Yeah.
That's what's up. Have y'all downloaded my mixtape?
Yep.
That's what's up. Where y'all from?
You said no, I'm the number one fan. We grew up together.
Yeah, I think I know who you are. You went to one of my shows before, so I definitely know who you are. I appreciate it. Appreciate you calling in for real.
Yeah, I used to be friends with my sister Angie.
Yeah. Tell her what's up when you see her. Tell her the young boy grew up. Yeah,
I will.
Yeah, but thank you so much for calling and showing me love. It's really well appreciated, and just keep listening. You know what I mean? So keep listening. So thank you for calling in on the show.
Oh, I will. You're welcome. Love you.
Love you, too. Take it easy, sweetheart.
You too.
Thanks, caller. We're quiet. That caller just called in. Let me take another caller from the 989-413. Your mic is open. You can ask a question or make a comment.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Yo, everybody who's listening right now, this girl's been hitting me up talking about, hey, they not put me on. And I told her the way they gonna put her on.
Oh, my God.
No.
Much love. Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Lasso.
Ooh, I'm there right now. I'm there right now. What song you like?
I really like the telephone one.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Much love.
Yeah, much love.
You gotta hook
thank
me up with
caller.
Yeah.
Kevin, can you do me a favor real quick and give your social networks out, man, so these people have your social network follow you.
Everybody that's listening right now, Kevin Anthony. You can find me at facebook.com/IamKevinAnthony, Twitter @itsKevinAnthony. YouTube.com/KevinAnthonyTV, SoundCloud.com/KevinAnthonyMusic. The Reverb Nation, everybody got it. It's ReverbNation.com/IamKevinAnthony. And if anybody's out there and they got some questions that they don't feel comfortable asking me, they can go to my special page. It's called ask.fm/TheRealKevinAnthony. You can ask me any questions you want anonymously.
That's what's up, Kevin. Hey, man, it was an honor to have you on our show, man. You're like a real, you're a real big dude, man, to be independent, man. You got people still calling in, and the phone lines just lit up, man. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, let me give a special shout out to everybody. Let me give a shout out to my whole management team, Talisha, Christina, everybody that showed me love, Tasha, Robbie, Aaron, the whole Savage Life Squad. The whole Uptown Boys, Jesse Vela, Xavier Berciaga, Natalie Official on Twitter, Melissa Capiello, who actually was the girl that just called in, the 50 people that are online calling that, obviously, like, we don't have time to, like, answer all the calls, and just DJ Black Caesar, everybody, anybody who I'm missing, AJ Fischel, Willie Green, just everybody showing me love in A-Town and, like, overseas and in different states and Indiana, anywhere you hear Kevin Anthony, I really, really appreciate it, for real.
Thanks a lot, Kevin Anthony. We really appreciate you too, man. And I will be getting back in touch with you. You're one of those artists I will stay in touch with, my brother. So we'll talk later on in the week. So, Kevin, we appreciate you coming by the DJ Black Caesar show. We appreciate you showing all the love to us. And we're going to end this show. I mean, we're going to end this radio station with one of your songs, The Phone Call. So if you guys want to keep tuned in, I'm gonna play that phone call one more time. That's when I end the show. But now we're going to bring up my man, Jay. Where's Jay Harvey at? Where are you at, Jay Harvey?
I'm right here, Steve. What's going on with you now?
What's up, my brother? You doing all right?
I'm doing good. How about yourself? Yeah, this is Jason Harvey, short for Jay Harv, and I'm on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show.
Wow, Jay, that is great, man. You are on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, man. And you do, this is rest of the time remaining. It's about, you got, this your time? Because we had, man, Kevin has the phone lines lit up now. I don't know if it's for Kevin or for you, but I see they're all from his, I think they're from the same area code. A lot of these people from the 646, a lot of people from the 301, I think that's Washington.
Yeah, that's
a lot
for
of,
me, man.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Okay.
I see a lot of people on the phone lines that are lit up, man. It's like going crazy around here right now tonight. Really, I think you basically broke a record, my man. So I can't wait to see how many people tuned in to this show for Kevin. But, hey, Jay Anthony, tell us a little bit about your music, man. You do music, you do graphics, you do a lot of stuff, brother. You want to tell us something about it?
Oh, man, yeah. Well, initially I started off doing a little hip-hop. You know, I started off at the age of 9. And, you know, it's always been a hobby. And pretty much I converted over into, you know, graphic design, architecture, web design. I've been drawing since the age of 6 years old. And pretty much I went to school for it. I went to Alfred State College, got my bachelor's degree over there, upstate New York. And I'm finishing my last semester at Catholic University for my master's in architecture and graphic design, digital media. And pretty much I own a company. Founder of VIP Studios, which stands for Visual Imaging Production. And it is basically, you know, it just brands your business. And so with that company,
right.
I basically combined all of my talents together into one, and I'm pretty much a one-stop shop for everybody out there in the world.
Right, right, because you're actually working with A&R Review Magazine. You're like the graphics, actually, you're the chief graphics guy over there right now, man. You're on top of it. You do some great work. You've done the logo for us. The logo is perfect. I got that up on Facebook right now, so if anybody checks it out, it's A&R Review Magazine, Urban Edition, and basically the logo is totally wow, man. You guys got to check it out. I got three different logos. He sent me three different styles, so check them out and see which one you like. But I'm going to tell you right now, I like the black one. That's the one I got up on my page right now. And to be honest with you, I've never changed up the background I had before, because the one I had before was for the DJ Black Caesar show, and now I got one that made me actually change it up. So, man, you got a lot going on, man. You tell us something about your music, though, man. We want to hear about your music a little bit, if that's all right with you.
Okay, well, you know, initially, me as far as an artist, I mean, I kind of retired now. But, you know, everybody loves my music, so they keep trying to bring me back in the game. But my style is more so a laid-back Jay-Z, I'd say, Busta, combination of LL Cool J. I have that type of swag in me. So pretty much what I do is I just talk about real-life situations, stuff that I've been in, whether it's been in relationships, you know, any type of situation that I've really been in through life. So I like to basically put in music that has good content. You know, I'm always a positive type brother, so, and that's the type of music that I convey out to folks.
Cool, man. And you are a positive brother because you're a good guy to work with because I sent that logo back to you to get it done a different way, and you did it, man. So you do pay attention to details because I looked at the detailing that you had going on, so everything was perfect, man. Well, let me take one of these phone callers, man. I got a lot of phone callers out here. Let me take a call right quick and see.
Oh, man.
Okay, 517-960, your mic is open. You have a question or basically cough up your lungs or do whatever you want.
Hello?
517-960, your mic is open.
Hello?
Hey, hello, how you doing, man?
Kevin,
hey,
man. Oh, my God.
Hey, who is this?
I miss you so much.
Oh, wow, man, I miss you too, man. Me and my brother are here. We miss you.
Hey, girl.
Oh, for real,
We miss you, baby.
Is that
Kevin? Oh, wow, you calling for Kevin LeBron.
I'm calling for Kevin.
Hey, Caesar, you there, man?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm waiting for
yeah,
somebody to say something, but...
Yeah, they called for Kevin Anthony, man.
Well, hey, she can talk to Kevin Anthony. Kevin Anthony's still on the phone, man. Hold on, let me open Kevin's mic back up. No problem.
Come on, man.
Okay, Kevin, your mic is open.
Yo, what's up? It's Kevin Anthony. Hey, who am I speaking with?
Paige.
Oh, my gosh, what's up?
Oh my gosh, I miss you so much.
Yo, shout out to Paige. Shout out to everybody who's calling in right now. Caesar, this is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
I love you too. Everybody that's calling in right now, I love y'all. Keep calling in. I don't care what Caesar say. Keep calling in because I want this to be the craziest night Caesar's ever experienced.
Wow.
Yo, man, is this the Kevin Anthony show?
All my fans go crazy for
wow,
me.
Keep calling in. I should have just did the show with Kevin Anthony. I didn't know he had this many fans, man.
Yeah.
Okay,
hey, and the good thing is when they're calling in, it's 95 cents every time you call. So keep calling in. You're making us rich.
Nah, you know he lying about that. Keep calling
no,
in.
Man,
hey,
that's
hey.
The truth, man. Keep calling for Kevin Anthony, man.
Yo,
we need the money.
Shout out to Paige and Molly, for sure.
Hey, Jay Harvey.
Yeah.
Hey, you got a song called Captivating. What is that song about, brother?
Man, Captivating is it's a bedroom song, and pretty much it was I say it's about a little experience back in the day that I had with a friend of mine. Pretty much, you know, it's just basically me talking to the lady, you know, introducing myself and trying to, you know, take it to the room. Take it to the room and see what's going on.
Hey,
how's everything? Can we get to know each other?
Hey,
pretty much.
Hey, brother, I've seen pictures of you, man. I've seen you all over land, man. You look really debonair. You look like you're a gangster. You look like a clean-ass gangster, man. That's what I'm going to call you, a clean gangster. I liked all the pictures, man. You like a model, but you said you're not a model, but... Hey man, I give you props, man. You're like one of my protege kids also, man. Because I'm really digging your style. I dig your swag, and I'm digging your music also. So we're gonna play that
I
song.
I appreciate
right now about you. Hey Jay, give me a world premiere for that song if you don't mind.
All right. This is Jay Haw featuring my homegirl Lily. It's called Captivating.
Yeah, Haw, if you want to get me hot tonight.
Let me smooth it out a little bit. Can we talk?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Ma, I don't mean no disrespect, but I wanna get a room with you. Your body expresses to me that it just seems like I need to be in tune with you. Don't front, I felt your post pump. We can make a jump, then I give you what you want. Just give me one good night and I swear I'll make your body yearn for a month. Slow jams on, grown man on, anything to go hands on. You're the truth, you're the bomb, you're a charm, and you do the things you do to make my grown man strong. I'm about to get nice, make it right, we can do a lot of things in this room in the night. Don't talk, just get the alls, get the cups, get the fruit, get the wine, get the dice. Let's go. Check. Lights dim, pants off. Put your lingerie on, transform. Don't forget to keep your heels on and show me what you got in front of the camcorder. I got the candles lit and then I lay you on the bed. I'ma handle this and then your legs are gonna spread. You grab my pecs and I grab your hips. My tongue on your neck and then my tongue on your lips. My tongue on your back and then my tongue on your breast. My tongue on your navel and my tongue on your flesh. I grab your thighs, your mind is like yes. Feeling it is like
damn, I'll be the best.
Best believe I can deliver it for days. I know it's feeling good because you cribbing in your leg. This grown man music ain't no time for playing. You feeling it in your soul, I know it's so captivating and I'm saying
captivating.
Hold on one second, man.
Okay, all right.
Hey, DJ Black Caesar and Friend Show. What's happening, man? This is DC Music Man from DC Productions.
What's going on?
How you doing,
man? What's up, Daryl?
Yo,
great,
let
man.
Me tell you, man. Who is this artist you got on the phone? I just was able to hear it. This guy is hot,
hey.
Man.
Yeah, this guy is hot, man. This is actually Jay Harvey right now on the phone phone lines. And that song was featuring Lily, the girl. Yeah.
Man, let me tell you, man. I personally would like to get some more music from him, and I tell you what, I'd like to give him some radio play on DMV Spotlight Radio here in the nation's capital, man. He's got some good stuff going on, man. This is what we like, man. So, hey, hats off to you, man.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, definitely. I'll send you some music your way.
Definitely, man. If you get the DJ Black Caesar, man, that song right there was like nice and smooth, chill. You know what I mean? I really appreciate it, man. Keep up the good work, man. And hey, love the graphic design too, man. That urban edition for the magazine, man. It's fire, man. Straight up.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no problem, man. It's a pleasure working with you guys. You
Absolutely,
know?
Buddy. Appreciate it, man. Hey, Caesar, man. Thanks for letting me call in, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, DC, call in anytime you want to, man. Hey, Jay, to have DC call in to hear that song, man. He was sitting there listening to it on his computer. For him to call in, man, this guy's never, ever, 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 ever called into the DJ Black Caesar show, man. I don't know why, but hey, that's fantastic. If he heard your music and got excited like that, because this guy is a booking agent in Washington, D.C., and he's the biggest booking agent right now in Washington, D.C., in America. Is Daryl Klein. Check him out, guys. He's all over Facebook.
Oh, wow.
He's worldwide. This guy's doing big things. He also has a big event coming up with Conscious, the Jamaican artist. What's up with Conscious?
We got all types of stuff going on, Caesar. And we just want to, show much love to you, man. Get you up here in the nation's capital over here, and get you to host some shows, man. And bring this cat with you, man. I'm telling you, man, that really took me back, man, to like the LL Cool J days, man. When I'm a home, alone in my room days. You know what I mean, man? That's like, This dude right here just made the show for me, man. I'm going to chime in all night now because of this cat, man.
Wow.
Straight fire, man. Straight fire,
honored,
brother.
Wow. I'm highly honored. I appreciate it.
Hey, DC, check it out, man. This guy's going to be featured in the first edition of our magazine also as a rapper and a graphic designer, and the girls picked him out to be the gentleman of the month, man. So he has a lot of stuff going on in the magazine.
Wow, that's what's up, man. Well, cool, man. I just want to let you know, man. I don't want to hog up no time, man. But, yeah, play some more of his music, man. That's hot, man, real hot. Who was the other guy you had, Justin Bieber or something?
No, it wasn't Justin Bieber, man. That was Kevin Anthony. He's new Justin.
Okay,
Bieber.
Man. Yeah, man, cool. Shout out to him, too, man. I'm real familiar with him, too, man. Definitely, man. Y'all do your thing, man. Keep up the good work, man. The show's beautiful, man.
Thanks a lot, Jay. But, man, we appreciate you, brother.
You're welcome, man. Thank you, man.
All right.
Hey, man. Wow, man. For him to call in, man, it's incredible, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Never, ever calls in.
Caesar.
Yeah.
What's up? Rakim, Khalik Muhammad, my man. Assalamu alaikum.
What's up, Salam, Rakim? What's going on with you, brother?
Man, listen, I'm listening to the show, brother. I'm telling you, cousin, I'm very happy. I'm very excited. Tonight has been a record-breaking night.
We got a brother
named Kevin Anthony.
The phone lines are still lit up, man. I'm looking at all these numbers that I can't answer, but they got the questions up, and I know who they got the questions for. Hey, hold on for a minute, guys. I see Stacy out there. Let's get Stacy on the phone. And see, Stacy is a traveling reporter. What's going on, Stacy?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, man. We're all right, man. How you doing out there?
You have to repeat that. I couldn't hear you.
I said, how are you doing out there, dog?
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, we're traveling. I'm here with some people I work with, and we're live from Tim's car.
Hey, tell who are you with? You with Tim? I heard Tim. Who else are you?
I'm with Tim McKelly. Hey, guys, say hello. Hello.
Yeah, I'm on the radar.
Wow. Sounds like you got a car for
you. Hello to Tim McKelly. You saw you got a car for young, beautiful ladies. I just want to split them all.
Hey, Willie, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Hey, let me tell you something. I just love your voice. Hey, Stacey, every time you come on, I just get very excited.
Uh-oh.
Hey, she has a great voice like Cena Love, right? Don't she have a good voice like Cena Love?
Oh, man, I love her voice. I mean, I don't know if she got a better voice than her or greatest or damn. I mean, it really does it for me. I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
Willie, you're too sweet.
Oh, well, hey, Stace, how you doing?
Hey, Harold. How you doing?
Oh, well, I wish I was with you guys. We could go to the Bunny Ranch, man. I'd really love to be with you guys.
How many brownies you had today, Harold?
Well, to be honest with you, I've been huffing helium all day, and it's like kind of got my head sore, so now I'm just relaxing, man. Have you ever huffed helium?
No, I can't say I have.
Oh, wow, you got to try it. I got this machine. Hold on one second.
Hey, Stacy, how are you? It's me.
Oh, hippie, how are you, Stacy? Wow, man, it doesn't last really long, man, but ooh, I've been through a lot of this all day long.
Hey, Harold, you know what you gotta do? You gotta put it up in your mouth and let it blow for about an hour. You'll be all right.
Yeah, man, but it gives me a headache, man.
Hey, I hear Miss Ma'am trying to say something. What are you saying, Miss Ma'am?
tonight, Caesar, if you're okay with it.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and talk about it.
Okay, I wanted to talk about, something a little serious. It's actually a shame that we as a society can only pay attention to things, once a celebrity or someone like in the mainstream media has it happen to them. And what I'm referring to is if you've been on Twitter or if you've been on Facebook, then you're well aware that the Minnesota Vikings running back, Adrian Peterson's son was beat to death at the age of 2. And
wow.
Now, yeah, and this happened allegedly from the boyfriend's child's mother. Let's try this again. The mother's boyfriend allegedly beat, Peterson's 2-year-old child. In fact, Joey Patterson actually called 911 and reported that the child was choking. The child died at the hospital, and doctors were able to determine that the baby had multiple head injuries and actually died from bleeding on the brain. Now, this particular boyfriend, keep in mind, he has had many, many issues, several issues of assault, domestic violence that has stemmed from many previous relationships. But what really gets me is now the mother has just recently made various statements saying that she was getting kind of upset that people were feeling sorry for Adrian Peterson. And he doesn't take care of his kids, he's not doing this, he's not doing that. And then the father, well, should I say Adrian Peterson's the father, but let's keep in mind he just found out that he was the father, was only in the past
right.
couple of weeks. So the man that was actually
right.
raising the child, which was not the boyfriend, gets upset because now Adrian Peterson is getting all the attention. So here this woman, my heart goes out to the family. I know that, they've lost the baby. But, this baby has been around so many different male role models or supposedly. And I think we as women need to understand, hey, you know what? The men that we bring around our children, this is how they're going to view you as a woman. And you need to be real, real careful with, having that door swing open and close. And in the meantime, with all this bickering going back and forth, it doesn't negate the fact that we all, a baby had died. And this goes on in society over and over again. It's just in an uproar right now because it's Adrian Peterson's
wow.
son.
Wow. Well, look, let's take a moment of silence for Adrian Peterson's son. Let's get a moment of silence where everybody will be quiet and just, do their thing, all right? Starting now. Okay, guys, I got the sound clip that I'm going to play for you guys right now with Adrian Peterson talking
Vikings
about
running back Adrian Peterson is back with the team today after dealing with a family tragedy. Yesterday, he visited his dying 2-year-old son in a South Dakota hospital. The little boy was allegedly beaten by a boyfriend of the child's mother and was unresponsive when rushed to a hospital on Wednesday evening. He was taken off life support late this afternoon. Bill Hudson has been following developments today and joins us now with the latest. Of course, just so sad here, Bill.
Terribly sad, absolutely, for everybody who's been following this. Now, Peterson was back at the practice field at Winter Park today, but obviously emotionally drained by this tragedy. We've learned the 27-year-old man charged and now in custody may have used a 3-foot iron rod to hit the boy on the head.
Following Friday's practice in Eden Prairie, it was among the first things addressed by Vikings head coach Leslie Frazier.
We expect him to play, but this is a very personal situation that he's dealing with. We'll talk to him more in the next 24 hours.
The star running back skipped practice Thursday to rush to this Sioux Falls hospital. His 2-year-old son, that he'd only recently learned was his, had been brutally beaten Wednesday by the boyfriend of the child's mother.
As you can imagine, this is a travesty, an absolute tragedy, and the parents and extended family are suffering greatly.
Today, Woolman's office charged 27-year-old Robert Joseph Patterson with 2 counts of child battery and assault. He was alone with the boy in this apartment and told paramedics the child was choking. Injuries, though, are consistent with being struck in the head with a steel rod.
All indications are that he'll be ready to go on Sunday.
After practice today, Peterson stood stoic but asked for privacy.
You know, the good Lord never give you more than you can bear, than you can handle. You know, so I'm built tough.
But inside, the soul of this rugged man is certainly pained by an unimaginable crime.
We're his brothers, and it's a chance for him to come here. You know, we rally behind him, support him, whatever he needs.
Now, we've also learned today that the man charged with the child's attack, Robert Patterson, had been previously convicted of domestic assault involving another woman and her son just last year.
So if there was that assault conviction here, why was this guy out of jail?
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be asking that question, Liz. Well, apparently he got 2 1-year sentences for both assaulting the 3-year-old child and the child's mother, but that sentence was suspended, providing that he attend domestic violence counseling. We hear this time and time again, and obviously that's why he was out on the streets.
Yeah, sure gets you thinking, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bill.
Sure.
Wow, wow, wow. That is so sad right there. Let me get Stacy back on the phone lines. The roving reporter, let me get her back on the phone right quick. Hold on, guys. Wow, I got so many people on the phone, I can't even find her. Okay, there she is. Let's get her back on the phone. Wow, I just did something. I don't know what I did, but anyway, let's get Stacy back on the phone. Stacy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Okay.
I'm here.
That's terrible, Stacy. Man, that's real terrible, man. My heart goes out to the family, and, you know, that's really interesting that somebody will beat a child in the head with a steel rod. Was the guy, was he sick? What was wrong with the guy?
You know what? I think it has to do a lot with the history and the fact that he's had several different cases in the past. You know, they only mentioned one, but in my research, there has been several cases, and he has just been able to get off and not get the help that he needed to, you know, fix whatever issue it is that he has. But then I also think it also goes back to parenting. This, and again, it's not for me to say, you know, whatever the situation, the home life was, but this to leave your child with somebody, I mean, first you have the other boy raising them, you know, Peterson's the father, and then now you got this one. And, I mean, there has to be some point where we, you know, as parents have to kind of step in and say, you know what, enough is enough. And to have that revolving door as men coming in and out, you know, again, I don't know the whole situation, just what it appears to me, that's not beneficial to that child. And now we lost another life. But, Caesar, what really makes me mad. This is stuff that goes on to society every single day. Every single day.
Yeah.
It's just only making a big deal about it because it's Adrian Peterson's child. And again, you know, my my heart goes out to the family, and I can't imagine, you know, I have four children of my own. I just can't possibly imagine, you know, having to lose one, and especially at the age of just two.
Wow. Surely, man, surely. But, hey, Stacey, I thank you for calling in tonight. Stacey's going to be our new investigator. She's going to be with me hosting the show starting next week, guys, just letting you guys know. So if you want to check out Stacey with the news, you can check her out right here on the DJ Blacks and the Friends show. Stacey, thanks a lot for that info.
All right, you guys, take care, and I'm listening.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Stacey. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, baby. You just come back next week, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Stacey, well, she's back on mute because her phone, you can hear the car in the background, so I got to mute her out. Okay, let's get back into it with Jay Harvey, man, because we got about 28 minutes left. Jay Harvey, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, Steve.
Hey,
29.
Jay, you got another song. Tell me about your other song, brother. What's that song about? Hold on. I'll tell you. Well, you know what I got, don't you?
Yeah. This song that you guys call Sacrifice, and like I said, it's another life experience, you know, that I go through. I like to generalize a little bit and also keep it in tune with the audience. So Sacrifice, I think the first verse was mainly talking about the things that you need to sacrifice in life in order to move forward, you know, in order to be successful. And in the second verse, I kind of switched it a little bit, how you need was in a, you know, another past relationship, and I had to sacrifice being with her in order to move forward. So, yeah, that song is called Sacrifice by me, Jay Haw, featuring Lily again, actually.
Okay. Well, hey, Jay, I want to ask you a couple questions first. Can you give out your social media so everybody know what it is?
Yeah, I kept it real simple. My personal social media, everything is at J.Haw. You just spell it out, J-D-O-T. H-A-R-V, like Steve Harvey, J.Haw. And that's on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Reverb Nation, anything. If you Google it, J.Haw, you'll see all my information there.
Cool, J.Haw. Well, give me a welcome here on that song right there, Sacrifice, brother.
All right, this is J.Haw featuring Lily, Sacrifice.
No, brother. It's, yeah. Hey, this is Jay Harvey. I'm on the DJ Black Caesar Friends show.
All right, this is Jay Harvey on the DJ Black Caesar Friends show. And you're listening, you're tuning in to Sacrifice.
You are watching a master.
You know, some things you just got to hold on to. Some things you just gotta let go in order to succeed in life. Let's go!
I'm all focused now. Time's come to the point where I need to reconstruct and start over now. Yeah, I'm the chosen child, but get a load of how. Failure's not an option, it's not how it's going down. Breathe easy, I'ma talk to you real briefly. And you can doubt or believe in these words, I speak freely. And if anybody deceives me, come see me. You can look as hard as you want, you ain't gonna beat me. And as you look over to the rebirth of a new soldier. It's J.Haw, move over, I came to school you. Get you in your dreams that you pursue to. Don't let these knuckleheads fool you, do you? And if you choose to discover your luck, trust you ain't work hard enough if you ain't struggled too much. Believe me, I struggled enough to reach to the top, to be where I am. Sometimes I even doubled up. Yeah, I was separated, and I'm living my biz. And I can't blame you if you ain't forgiven it, kid. I did some things, Jay Slizz, just live. I guess the next verse will explain why I did what I did. I'm sorry it wasn't handled great. I guess it was a sacrifice I had to make. I'm sorry it wasn't handled great. I guess it was a sacrifice I had to make. Let it ride. The sacrifice. You gotta learn to live your life. You gotta learn to do what's right. All of the things we are going through, the sacrifice. I gotta keep moving forward because the past was past.
situation was tragic, mine ain't have to last. And in the aftermath, you soon realize the value that it will be forgotten, and then you have to laugh. See the drama and pain, that ain't about me. I lost faith in it all when you doubt me. See, we were strong for a minute, but sooner or later we'd be gone for a minute. Had to move on for a minute, just understand the song before it finished. Open your eyes, listen up, pay attention, then it'll all get replenished. Realize I had to be myself. I was feeling like a barrier cage, had to free myself. Gotta believe in myself, gotta succeed in my wealth. Truth be told, let it be known that the dealer was dealt. So you thought we were magical, but we weren't compatible. The numbers didn't add up mathematical. And then people threw the wrong ideas to the point where it all ended with you pouring out tears. See, I was there until the point when it was more to bear. Then the care began to wear until it all became clear. I gotta get my head right. It's only right that I chose to sacrifice this life. I gotta get my head right. It's only right that I chose to sacrifice this life. Let it ride.
Wow, that was nice, Jay Harvey, right there, guys. You heard him live and on the DJ Black Season Friends show. We got the man of the hour, Jay Harvey, man. This guy This guy is a hard-going brother with the music, man. Hey, dude, your music sounds fantastic, just like my boy Kevin, man. You guys are on it, man. I want to salute both of you gentlemen. You guys are like major, major, major stars with me right now. You got me feeling all good and stuff, man. I just want it's so much I want to tell both of you cats, man, right now. But it's just like I don't want to say it over the radio. I want to talk to you guys individually. So I will be getting in touch with you too, Jay Harvey, because you got some great styles, man. You got some great music.
Thanks,
I think you can submit one of your songs to Ricky Ross to put in his movie about his life story, man, because you got that old feeling. That classy stuff, man. That's what I'm talking about, brother. You got some great music.
Thank you. Yeah, man. I appreciate for even putting me on the station today. You know, it's a blessing.
Thank you very much. I don't know how many people are tuned in yet, but I know it's going to be crazy. But I do know how many people are online with me right now and got their questions already. I see you guys, but let me get a little bit more from my man Jay Harvey. And I'll get all you guys. I'll try to get all you guys, brother, before the show goes off. I'm going to try to get some more questions for my man because you guys are really on it. Let me see. Let me take a caller right quick. I'm going to take this 808 number because I really never had an 808 number. 808, your line is open. You can talk now, make a comment, or ask a question.
Hello?
808, your line is open. Talk.
Can you hear me?
Hey, 808, I'm talking to you right now. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, 808? Are you there?
No, she's gone now because she can't. I don't know what she was talking about, but I'm going to take another caller because I don't got time to play on the phone. 718, we'll take the 718. 718, your mic is open. You can ask a question, make a comment.
Hello?
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 Hey.
Yes. Hi. Is Jason Harvey there?
This is Jason. How you doing?
Hi. I'm good.
Who is this? Who is this?
This is Nikisha from Brooklyn.
Who is this again? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
This is Nikisha from Brooklyn.
Oh, what's going on, Keisha? How you doing?
I'm good.
That's what's up. I'm glad you're on the line right now. Appreciate you calling in.
I just want to say that I'm so proud of you and your music sounds so great. And I was just wondering, do you have any new music coming out anytime soon?
Oh, man, truthfully, you know, I'm always writing, but I've never really, like, pushed it as hard as I wanted to. So, you know, if people want me to come out with more music, then I'll definitely come out with more music.
Well, you should, because you got a lot of talent, and I'm loving that sacrifice. And, of course, Captivating is so off the chain.
Well, I thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Thank you,
no
caller.
Problem.
We appreciate your call.
Okay.
Yo.
Hey, Kevin.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
I love you, boo-boo. Is this guy from Hawaii?
What's up? Hawaii in the building for Kevin Anthony. What's going on?
You know I love you, and your music is solid.
Thank
you
so much. Shout out to Tyler from Hawaii who just called in. Hawaii in the building. Thank you so much.
Everybody here is loving it. Everybody that listens to your sounds is just enjoying it. They can't believe it. Their minds are blown.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Wow.
Hawaii.
I love you, Kevin. You rock.
I love you so much, Kyla. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
You know I would, boo-boo.
Of course. Have a great day, sweetheart.
Bye.
Wow.
Bye. I love you.
Wow. Wow, Kevin. Boo-boo. Boo-boo. Let me take this call.
Hey, wow, man. This became the boo-boo show, man.
It be. 301-693. Your phone line is open. Is that Gerald the Jerk or what? Is that Gerald the Junkie?
Hello?
Hey,
we got
301, your phone line is open. Is that Miss Debbie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I am fine, Debbie. Hey, did you check out Jay Harvey's music?
Yes, I have.
Hey,
just my
that's
answer,
some baby
okay?
making
hey.
Music on there.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Debbie, I just want to thank you, man, because you think Gary is the truth, man. And you basically discovered him and brought him over to us for the new graphics. You brought a great gal over there, man. I appreciate it, Debbie.
You are so welcome. I told you he was talented.
Yeah, you did.
Obviously,
you did
he's been hiding
that.
Other talents from me, though.
Hey, I guess what? I just found out that he could rap. You didn't even tell me he could rap until just, I think it was yesterday you told me. And I was like, what? Are you serious? And then I checked his music out. I was like, this guy's the truth.
Well, he's going to be in our show on the 25th, Rock versus Rap.
Oh, wow, man. You guys got that going on? What's going on with that show?
We are doing Rock versus Rap at the Royal Bar in Frederick, Maryland.
Oh, wow.
Is that with Daryl Clant, D.C.? Is that with D.C., the music
band?
Yes,
it is. With D.C. Productions, yes.
Wow, that's nice, man. D.C. has a lot of events going on up there, man. And you know what? He hasn't got me for one yet, man. I'm just sitting back relaxing. He hasn't got me to do anything yet, man. So I'm waiting on my turn. I'm waiting on him to become a star also. Hook me up.
We just got to get you up here.
Yeah, I know. It takes money to move DJ Black Season. It's going to take something to get me there. All I need is my hotel and food, man. I'm good, you know. You don't have to pay me nothing, man. Just give me a hotel room and my food.
Man.
That's all I want.
Hey, man, I'll come pick you up, my Lincoln, man.
Hey, you know what? Is that Jerry the Junkie?
Heck yeah, man. I'll come get you, bro.
Okay, brother. Okay, man. That's good looking out, man. Good looking out. Cheryl the Junkie's going to pick up DJ Black Caesar. He's going to go up to Washington, D.C. and host the whole White House, man. He's going to host it up. He's going to do it.
Hey, Caesar, man, we should have you up here, man. We can turn the White House black, man.
Right. No, you don't turn it black, Jeff. You can turn it light skin. You can put it light skin. We have a light skin White House because I'm not black. But anyway, hey, you know what, Harold? We need to do that, man. We need to get on top of it. Hey, Debbie, tell us what's going on with the A&R magazine, little lady.
Okay, we've got a lot going on with the, obviously I just found out about the male model, so she's doing a little bit of everything, I see.
Right,
but
right.
We've got ads coming up.
Wow.
We've got a lot of stuff going on with the magazine, and Harvey's handling everything pretty well. Basically,
right.
Anybody that wants to place an ad, they can call me at 301-693-7489.
Hey, Debbie, if you don't mind, can you get that number out one more time for the for the people that didn't hear you in the background?
301-693-7489.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Debbie,
but the magazine is really going to be nice.
Yes. Yeah. That's what's up, man. Debbie's the sales rep over the magazine, so she's handling all that. So she's giving you guys some information. If you want to add in the magazine, it doesn't cost much. It starts at $25, guys. You got $25 laying in your couch, in between your couches. If you check it out, I guarantee you'll find $25 in there. But for you guys that don't have any money that really don't play like that, you probably don't. But anyway, you guys need to get up $25 to get in the magazine. We'll get you in the magazine for $25. If you have a business, a company that you're running right now, we'll get you in the magazine for $25. Oh, man, you guys be honest.
I'm a f***ing man. Y'all get it, do you?
DJ Black Caesar. Oh. WWKNW.
Okay, guys. Yeah, you need to get with Debbie so she can hook you guys up. To get you in that magazine, man.
Ooh,
so
yeah,
if you guys are listening at me right now, you need to get at Debbie. You also can get at me at 662-321-7781. Wow, I shouldn't have gave that number out. That's not the number I gave out. I'm sorry, guys. Please don't call me at that number. let me give you guys the number to call me at 662-995-0679. Again, that number is 662-995-0679. Call me up. We'll get you guys hooked up this magazine, guys. Nice solid day, man. A little everything in it. It's called the A&R Review Magazine, the Urban Edition, guys. We're going to come out with some more. And DC has one coming out called the A&R Review. Yeah, I've got to check it out. Hey, we're looking for anybody out there. Wow, we got some people in the background. Somebody needs to mute their phone, man. I don't know who that is, but I can find one.
Yeah, man, that's Kevin Anthony, man. He's listening to his own song again.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
okay.
Man. When I get off the radio, man, I'm going to play Kevin Anthony's song and dance in my underwear, man.
Man,
oh, wow.
I'm coming over, bro.
That's a lie, Harold. We have to know all that, man. We have to know all that, but you do what you do,
I'm
man.
I'm coming over, man. I'll bring the brownies over, brother.
Wow. Dude said he's coming over. You're going to take off your clothes, put your underwear on, he's coming over?
With brownies? I'm coming over, man. I got my Fruit of the Looms on, bro.
Well, man, hey, Debbie, man, can we call you at 3 in the morning?
Wait a minute. Is that Gerald said he's coming up your house, man?
Yeah, man, but not naked, man. We're just going to eat brownies, man. We're going to go pick up Debbie, man.
I got some
balloons
on, man.
Hey, check it out. If I'd have known that was Gerald, I probably wouldn't have said what I said because it sounded kind of gay to me. But anyway, if that was Gerald, you know, Gerald's always messed up on something. He's always doing the popping pills and smoking ganja, so he's probably out there a lot. Well, hey, Gerald, you go do that, man. You go over to DC's house and keep him calm, man, because DC's over there getting his grandmother getting his mom all messed up, man. She's smelling that smell coming up through the roof, and she doesn't know what it is. She thinks it's Twinkies or something like that, but
hey, Grandma's got
tobacco.
Grandma's got the medical grade stuff, bro. It's real potent.
Oh, okay, okay, I got you. I got you.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say thanks for giving me Debbie's number, man. I'm going to call her at 4 o'clock in the morning, man.
Me too, bro.
Hey, that's funny. Hey, that's funny you say that because I called Stacy up about that time one morning, and I did it on accident. I rolled over and hit the phone, and it dialed Stacy up. She was on the phone talking, and I wasn't on the phone. It was on my Bluetooth. And then it hung up on her, and then she texted me a message, and I said, wow, man, I'm sorry. I didn't know I rolled over on the phone. Stacy, man.
Hey, Caesar, man, is it possible for me and my brother Gerald to have a battle, man, like a battle rap against Miss Ma'am and Willie?
Yep, that's possible.
Yeah.
That's
fine. Where's Willie at, man? Willie, are you there?
No, huh?
Hey, Willie, man, you drunk? Hey,
no,
man, you're starting to sound like...
Wake up, man.
Hey,
Willie, man,
go ahead,
man.
Don't you mess with me, buddy, because my favorite rapper back in the day is Rapping Dope, buddy.
What up?
Wow, man. Hey, man,
wow.
You remind me of my drunk uncle, man.
Google will define it. But yeah.
What's going on, man?
Hey,
Gerald, kick him
a little freestyle, man.
Yeah,
let him know what's up, man.
Yeah, I don't think he's ready, bro.
Hey, Miss Ma'am,
can you put your teeth in? I can't understand you.
Wow.
Oh, wow, man.
Miss Bam, what is going over at your house, lady? What's going on? What's the commotion?
Who is that?
I'm not fan of the damn music. Well, get on my couch and start. Hold on for a second. What the hell going on out here? Oh, man, you know Willie here tonight.
Oh, man, Willie's going back to jail? That sounds like the police to me, man.
I'm gonna tell you, though, I'm sick and tired of this. This has become a weekly thing, Willie.
Oh, wow, man. Hey, take Kevin Anthony with you.
I'm just sick of this.
What the hell, man?
You gotta take it, Miss Ma'am. You gotta take it. You can't come back over here.
I had a peaceful night. I listened to Kevin Anthony music. I had a peaceful night. And now this stuff right here came up.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm confused,
wow.
Man.
I listened to Jay Harvey. I thought they had me some company. And now you done messed up the mood.
Oh, wow. Wow. Hey,
are we battling or what, man?
I thought you guys were.
I thought
you guys were going to battle rap. What's up? Nobody's going to battle rap?
I'm ready, man.
JJ, go ahead, man. Kick a little something for the homies, man.
Yeah, man. There's a guy named Willie, man. Is that who it is?
Yeah, Willie and Miss Ma'am.
Oh, yeah? Check it out, man. Hey, Willie, you want to battle JJ? Man, you're silly. I'll roll you up and smoke you like a Philly. What?
Oh, wow, man. I don't think he's ready,
hey,
man.
You
don't
mess with me. You might wake up in a ditch.
Just a taste.
I'm going to hit your ass in the head with the biggest switch.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Miss Ma'am is on it, man. She's on it.
Hey, check it out. I hear you talking, but I'm kind of confused because I'm not sure if you're a chick or a dude.
Wow, man.
Oh, wow.
I got me a brand new knife, and I just bought it for Target. You bring it on, please, if you think you want to start shit.
Wow. It's going down for DJ Black to the Fringe Show. It's going down. I got these people out here battle rapping each other, man. Willie the Redneck, ma'am, Harold the Hippie, and Harold the Junkie. It's going down.
Check it, man.
I tell you,
you
what,
battle me?
When I come to your town, I'm gonna come in town on my horse, and I'm gonna pick up me some Harris brownies. I hope they're good, soft, and moist.
Hey, man, that makes the best brownies around here,
don't
man.
You know that I'm your black Cinderella?
Who you got?
Yeah, the man, them chiller, whoa, whoa. Say, I'm a DJ, a Black Caesar.
Fire.
Just gonna keep it nice, because this is Patra, the queen of the pot.
I tell you,
watch that.
I say that you're gonna pay for
don't
this food.
You
order.
That I'm
your
black Cinderella.
You pay.
Put your light out.
Me have the man them chiller, whoa, whoa.
I tell you.
Say I'm a DJ, Black Caesar. Just gonna keep it nice, because this is Patra, the queen of the
world.
Yeah,
go
ahead.
We'll keep it going like this.
We'll
keep it all the way live. Shout out to the Nerve DJs in the building. Let's get it.
Heck yeah. I got it.
Harold,
pull over, man.
Hey, you pay for food, man. You pay for food. Your order.
Yeah, man, bring the food over, man. I got the money.
Your height.
Yo, you need help with your seating cover design? Get Skull Damage. You need your flyers looking real fly? Get Skull Damage. You need web banners to promote your album or mixtape? Get Skull Damage. With Skull Damage craft, ranging from logos, business cards, CD covers, flyers, posters, web banners, t-shirt design, and custom artwork.
This is your boy Thico, and I'm with DJ Black Caesar every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/Walking with God on the Nation's Building Network. Let's get it. Crank it.
Yo, guys, that's every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time right here on www.blogtalk.com/walking-with-God, baby. Check us out. We're right here doing it real big with DJ Black Caesar. All my friends, man.
You want the food, you see that you play for food.
Hey, dude. Check it out, man. Don't say another word about the food, man, because I'm not paying for anything. I told you about an hour ago that I wasn't paying for the food. I'm not
bring
paying
it over
for the
here,
food,
man.
Dude.
Bring the food over here, man. I got the munchies, man. Bring it over here.
Take it to Harold Hippie.
Hey, what kind of food is it, man?
I kick ass.
Bring the food over here, man.
I kick ass and you don't pay.
Hey, man, it better not be meowing when it gets here.
Hey,
I got a place you can deliver it to. Debbie, what's your address?
Amen. Amen. It better not have any fur on it, man.
Hey, Stacy, are you there, Stacy?
I am here. You guys are killing me. Yes, I'm here.
Hey,
I'd like to give a shout out.
Hey,
I didn't hear.
Can I talk to Stacy real quick without you guys talking over me, please? Stacy, I just want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. The raving reporter out there on the road with them. Hey, who are you with? Other than Tim, Stacy, can you name them?
Yes, I'm here with Tim and I'm here with Kelly.
Hello.
They're saying hello. I don't
Tim
know if you can hear with my speaker. Say hello.
Hello. Hi, Tim. How you doing, Kelly? How you doing, Kelly?
Tim is actually doing the driving. Yes, he is.
He's
okay,
doing the driving.
Bill Timmy's doing a great job. Hey, would you shut the hell up, Miss Pam, for a second? Tell Timmy's doing a great job. Keep driving like he's driving. And you guys get the. Hey, where are you guys going anyway? Malibu?
We're on our way to Malibu. Yes.
Right, right. Okay.
Malibu, California.
How far is Malibu from where you live at?
Well, it's about a good four hours. I'm in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
So it's about a good 4 hours.
Okay.
Hey,
okay,
I want to say something if I can right quick. Jay Harvey.
Yes, ma'am.
This is the first time I've actually heard your music, and I'm kind of an old school person myself. Like I like old school hip hop and old school R&B, and you really took it back for me. So I really appreciate what you're doing and bringing some of that back, because I think that's what we're missing right now. So I really wanted to hear that, but you know, my car's kind of loud, so but. Keep it up, man.
Stacy,
you want the food?
Hey, Stacy, thanks for that shout-out right there, man. Jay Hart, did you hear that? What she said to you?
Yeah, I heard that. I appreciate that.
Okay. Kevin, I want to speak on the camera real quick. Kevin, you still there?
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm still here.
Hey, Kevin, you did a great job. You and Jay Harvey, man, you did great interviews, man. I will be thinking all you guys on Facebook. So if you got my Facebook is www.facebook.com/CEO Caesar. Caesar. CECA. You also can go and search me and go to all my events and stuff I got going on right now. We got the boxing coming up real soon. Actually, it's coming up this month on the 30th. We got girls boxing. I'll be in Tupelo, Mississippi at 775 Center Street, man. At the bottom line, man. That's little Tony's doing the flyers up for us. It's going to be excellent, guys. I hope you guys come out to that. Everybody lives in Tupelo, hope you come out to that event. That's on the 30th of October right here in Tupelo, Mississippi. Also, we got Mr. Freeway Ricky Ross coming to town on November 2nd. We got Freeway Ricky Ross will be coming to Tupelo November 2nd. So anybody like to get in that event, you can get at me at 662-995-0679. I'm going to say it one more time. Area code 662-995-0679. Get at me if you want to come to that event also. It's going to be real nice. Glock 19 is basically hosting it, so it's going to be a nice event. You guys already know Freeway Ricky Ross is the vice president of Black Shoes Rec. Doing his thing, man. Dude is getting out there a lot, man. He got a lot going on. Also, check out his movie. The movie will be out soon, so you guys will keep you up on that. I'm going to have Rick Ross come on the show and tell you guys all about the movie, who he has. I think he has, what's the guy's name? What's the little guy's name? Chris something. Not Chris Tucker. Not Chris Wallace. What's the little R&B singer's name? Is there another R&B singer's name, Chris?
Chris Brown?
No, not Chris Brown. Not Chris Brown. It's another Chris. What's the brother's name that played on David Chappelle's show a couple times? He's been on David Chappelle's show. He was actually playing David Chappelle's little kid. You know, he was on the show. He played his dad in one of the shows. Okay, nobody knows. We're gonna end this show with my man Kevin, because the show is already ended. To be honest with you, cats, man, it's already ended. But I told you I was going to play Kevin's song one more time. So we're going to end it with the telephone, Kevin.
Yo, Caesar.
Everybody's listening. Yeah,
yo,
what's
Caesar.
Up?
Let me give a shout-out to Ashton Collier, Alexis Fredo, and all my Anthony's that's calling in. We couldn't answer all the phone calls. Power to the Anthony's, and I love you all. Thank you so much. This is my song, Telephone. It's right here on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends radio show. You already know 100,000 tuned in, 50 phone calls, and shutting the radio down. Go ahead, play that, Caesar.
Down the middle, hit me up on my telephone. Just die right down the middle, hit me up on my telephone. I can't explain to you
right now you're probably in trouble, being grounded by your dad. I'm thinking of you 365, and all the times we got live. I'm thinking of the first time I met you, and how you were so damn shy. With you,
I could reach the stars. For you,
I would write a million bars.
Without you,
I'm a phone uncharged.
But for you, I'd walk to where you are.
Even if I'm overseas or underneath, in your heart is where I wanna be. And even if I'm far away and you're not next to me, I miss you, I hope you think of me. Count down the days till I see you, I know that you're home alone. So just I'll ride down the middle, and hit me up on my telephone.
I wish we could go back then, so we could be together again. But right now the distance is killing us, and not enough love is filling us. But we can make it through if we believe in us. We'll face the world together with no fear in us.
With you,
I could reach the stars.
For you,
I would write a million bars.
Without you,
I'm a phone uncharged.
But for you, I'd walk to where you are.
Even if I'm overseas or underneath, in your heart is where I wanna be. And even if I'm far away and you're not next to me, I miss you, I hope you think of me. Count down the days till I see you, I know that you're home alone. So just start right down the middle, and hit me up on my telephone.
Telephone, telephone, hit me up on my telephone. Telephone, telephone, hit me up on my telephone.
Telephone.